This is News Director Larissa Donovan continuing the Meet the Candidates series. Joining me over the phone today for Minnesota Senate District 2, it's Steve Green running on the Republican ticket. Welcome to the show, Mr. Green.
Thank you, Larissa. It's good to be here.
So you, of course, are no stranger to the state capitol, having served a number of terms as a House representative, right?
Yep, I've served for 5 terms. I've been there 10 years. And when they changed the district lines, they paired me up with another Republican. And so I was not going to run against another Republican, but it ended up being an open Senate seat. So I was approached to run for that, and I was glad to do that.
So what are some of the things you have accomplished so far in your time at the Minnesota House?
Well, define accomplishments, Larissa. I think that my view in the legislature has not been to pass a ton of bills. I don't think that that's always our job, and people get confused on that. We are to go there and pay the bills and run the state. And I think that every year we end up with about, sometimes close to 5,000 bills in a 2-year biennium. And Minnesota already has a lot of laws. So my focus has been on trying to hold down government, maybe not pass as many bills, but try to hold down the authority of the agencies, for instance, the bureaucracy, those unelected people that can make rules and affect a lot of people's lives out here. So I guess my accomplishments, if you need to pick some, would be trying to restrain government if I can.
And what are some of the issues you're hearing from potential constituents as you hit the campaign trail this season?
It's been a very interesting year, Larissa, because in most years you'll have one, maybe two issues that people are interested in. And so that will be the focus of the campaign. In this year, it's just a laundry list of different things. But I would say that in the Bemidji area, by far, the very first one would be parental rights. Some of the critical race theory stuff coming up in our schools has been a huge concern to parents out here and grandparents, and it's what I hear the most of. But running a close second in the city of Bemidji has to do with crime and illegal drugs. And so those are the two issues that most of the people in Bemidji are focused on right now.
Of course, in the Bemidji School District race, we have 23 candidates, I believe, that filed at the end of that period. So we'll be hearing more from them soon, I'm sure. But about critical race theory, what is critical race theory?
Well, to define critical race theory isn't really easy because it's a broad range of different things that are trying to be taught. For instance, it has to do a lot with social values and what different people's ideas of what the social values should be, whether that be transgender, whatever it is, or how you feel about it. These are issues that should not be taught in the schools. These are issues that are more family issues, and they can be taught there. I think our schools, if you want to get right down to it, have gotten away from the academics, and where our teachers should be focused on teaching our children reading and writing and math and the things that they should be teaching and that they can get by in the world, we've become almost like a social network trying to define what children should be, and it's not the job of the school to do that.
And what ideas do you have to address this concern through the Minnesota Senate?
First of all, the board that the governor put in place, the Pelsby Board, is a professional licensing board, really needs to go away. What they're doing there is, in my opinion, also focused on certain issues. And within that board now, if what they've got goes through by rule, they will actually be taking references out that are saying that parents need to be notified and that parents have some kind of input in their child's education. That would be the one thing. But more importantly, you mentioned that the school boards are getting overwhelmed with people running for school board. That's concerned parents. And that's where the policies should be coming from. There should be a standard that comes from the state, but that should be a curriculum standard, not a social standard, and everything else should be put into the hands of the school boards and basically the parents, but the parents have to be involved. I think that's what you're seeing now in the Bemidji area.
Another issue you're focused on from earlier in our discussion is the crime and drugs. What are some of the ideas you hope to bring to the Minnesota Senate to tackle those issues?
Well, one of the biggest problems that we have is the reduction in law enforcement. We're having problem recruiting across the state. And it's more prevalent in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and that's granted, but it's also out here. I've been talking to some of the folks out here in law enforcement who basically fed up with the fact that there's not enough support for them coming by and large from the area. If you talk to the people in this area, I think that that's not as much the case, but still it's affecting our recruitment and trying to get people into law enforcement. So I would like to see some protections put back in place to protect law enforcement so that they're not apprehensive when they're trying to do their job, and also a better recruitment for that, a more positive campaign, so to speak, to get people to be engaged and maybe want to go into law enforcement again. We used to do this. Even the DARE program, if people remember that, where the law enforcement would come into the school and they would talk about drugs. But it gave them a chance to get before the kids and see that these are just normal people. They have families just like everyone else, and they're just trying to do a job of keeping the community safe. So I think those two things alone would help, but it's a widespread effort. And then the other thing that we need to do is get back to punishing criminals. Right now we've got so many issues that are coming before us where judges or county attorneys are plea bargaining out, and people who have committed crimes are back on the street sometimes before the paperwork is done. These kind of things that we can help law enforcement by supporting them by saying, if you arrest somebody, if they've done something wrong, we need to make sure that they serve time for what they've done and pay the penalty.
Of course, I can imagine that space in correctional facilities is a concern. It certainly is right here in Beltrami County's facility. What would increasing incarceration do to our already, what I imagine, is a strained prison system?
Well, I think that there are options for us. I don't want to get too much into it because it would just be my view, and without a lot of support within the legislature, we wouldn't be able to do it. But there is a prison sitting empty in Appleton, Minnesota right now. But that's not really the point, Larissa. The point is that if there is consequences for a crime, I think you're going to see less crime, and I think that's proven. So if someone knows that there's a penalty, they're going to be less apt to commit that crime, and that in itself should drive the crime rates down. That's what we want. So the idea behind incarceration isn't necessarily just to incarcerate. It's to try to prevent the crime in the first place, or let people know that if they do it, there's a penalty.
All right, Mr. Green. Other issues that you've been hearing a lot as you vie for the Minnesota Senate 2 seat?
There's a lot of concern over election integrity. The mail-in ballots appear to be a problem with a lot of people, including me. I don't like the mail-in ballots. I like the in-person voting. So that has been, I would say I hear it every day. It's not as much as the other two issues, but there's somebody that will bring that up at least every day. So we have that issue. The inflation, where a lot of folks, just to give you one example, the most extreme example so far, I had an 85-year-old man who was beside himself. He was a veteran, and he said, for the first time in my life, I don't know what I'm going to do. He said, at the end of the month with my Social Security check and my small pension, I can't even afford to go to town and have coffee. So between the gas prices and the inflation that we have, that's a huge concern for a lot of people.
And inflation's a very big issue across our country, and even I dare say our world right now. What are some of the things that that Minnesota could do to tamp down inflation, do you think?
The only way that we're going to be able to really get a handle on it in the short term in a, I'm trying to find the right word here, in a manner that's going to be able to affect us very soon, is in the energy portion. So what that's going to mean is that we're going to have to open up our energy, our oil and natural gas, because that is one of the things that's hurting us. One of the things that caused the inflation, well, the thing that caused the inflation was the extra money that was printed and poured into the economy. You can't print money without having the value of the money go down because there's nothing to back it. So to get the economy roaring again and maybe cut back on some of the high gas prices, we're going to need to get our energy back up and running. Another thing that's going to be affected greatly is if the California standards come to Minnesota the way the governor wants, that too is going to cost us. I know we're looking now at the energy situation that they're having in California and the problems they're having now with blackouts there. And I keep thinking if we adopt these standards, we're already on the brink up here with our electric grids. What happens to us in February? And it's not like we need air conditioning, we need heat. And so these things really need to be addressed as soon as possible.
All right, Mr. Green, anything else about your campaign or Minnesota issues that you wanted to share with our listeners before I let you go today?
Well, I just think that it's important for people to get out to vote. You know, we have good communities up here. I see it every day. I don't, a day doesn't go by when I'm out door knocking that I don't run into just great people at these doors concerned about their own families. And so as we move forward, it would be nice just to be able to bring those values down to St. Paul. There is kind of a divide there that we deal with and we have been dealing with. It seems to be a growing divide. I'd like to see that come back together, and we'll do that with the people coming out in November and expressing their concerns at the polls.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of what I'm sure is a very busy day for you, Mr. Steve Green, a candidate for Minnesota Senate District 2.
Thanks, Larissa.